Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest. Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Well, my witchy poo, how in the hell are you? That was a little switcheroo.
That was a switcheroo. I'm doing great now.
Yeah. And poo in a roo.
How are you, my poo roo?
You know that there is an emoji chain for you. It's like a little witch hat and then a poo emoji. That's witchy poo.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that, but now I'm going to be watching for it. So.
Mm-hmm. I had, if you remember, one of my old bosses, I've had so many bosses. One is still Suzanne, but I've had so many old bosses. And remember when I had the boss, Mark Weinstock, really great guy, learned a lot from him. And his last name is Weinstock. And so I remember doing a whole emoji chain for him, and it was a glass of wine. And then it looks like a stock market, you know?
Yeah.
And so it was Weinstock. Oh, anyway, I really like good emoji runs.
You got to work with what you have. So well done.
Right. And you must entertain yourself.
Always.
So there is that.
Always.
Right. So today's episode, we're calling it, I Just Can't Explain. And it's not about aliens, people, because that's all been explained by the US government lately. You're welcome.
Yeah, it's very true. Y'all need to check out. There's some awesome videos of military pilots sharing their stories and, you know, very specific, very no drama, no conspiracy, just educating themselves on stuff, information that's out there and stories that are out there and saying that's exactly what I saw, except I saw it here in this state. And it's inspiring.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it's very affirming, right? That because now we know one of our existential questions in life is, are we alone?
Right.
And the answer is not a,
not a chance.
not a chance. And yeah. It's also the name of one of my favorite non-dairy ice creams called Not a Moo.
Okay. Yeah. There's your keto shout out.
That's actually not keto. There's sugar in it. Oh. It was during a different phase.
Okay.
Remember, it's just a phase.
It's just a phase.
Everything feels in my life like it's just a phase.
That's awesome.
So today we are going to bring y'all, because you have to like match your y'all, you kind of shouted out there. We're bringing y'all another really amazing listener that has been so gracious to ask us a series of questions. And Brenda and I, you know, look through this stuff. We're like, holy shit, that's a whole episode. So we have another whole episode brought to you by one of your fellow listeners.
Y'all are bringing it. That's all we get to say.
Can we just call this episode y'all?
Y'all.
Y'all. It's a y'all. Sorry, I'm kidding. I love it. And my friends, by the way, that I saw in LA, because I've been back in a year and a half. We moved 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh my goodness, you are so Southern now.
Exactly. Thanks for noticing.
It's like my mouth opens and a boot drops out. Cowboy boot.
Nice.
So, clearing my throat, getting ready to read.
Excellent.
Out loud.
Excellent.
This phenomenal question. Hello, Brenda and Julie. Howdy. There aren't enough words. There aren't enough words for me to express how wonderful I think you both are. Well, the same to you, sister.
That's sweet.
Like a lot of people feel, you always touch on topics on your podcast that really hit home for me. I have had things happen to me and my family in my lifetime that I can't explain without simply saying, it's just spiritual stuff. So if you guys caught, that's where we got our title from. I just can't explain.
Just can't explain.
I have only recently discovered your podcast and have been trying to listen to all episodes as I work. Hey, girl, pay attention to your work.
We don't know what our work is. Maybe that's
it. We don't know. Yeah, true. Maybe your work is us. So we're good with that. So if the questions being asked have been addressed, apologies if it has already been answered. There was one episode I recently listened to, and I believe someone wrote in and titled their email Fairies and Things.
Y'all are awesome.
Fairies and Things. Stuff and Things and Fairies.
Exactly.
These questions would fall under something like that. I'll try to be clear and concise.
I think we've missed that mark already, but
yeah, we missed concise. We definitely
have.
It's
all good.
Number one, is there humor and comedy on the other side? I'll answer that. Hell yes, there is. Here's why I ask. First off, I don't know how people make it through Earth School without comedy, especially since there's so much tragedy here. But I truly wonder and ask this because I want to know if as spirits and in the spirit life, we even feel compelled to joke around or need humor like we do here. Basically, does Jesus have a sense of humor?
You can tell she's very funny. You can tell.
Oh, she's good. I know. I love it. Especially as a man, does Jesus have a sense of humor? How could Jesus be Jesus if Jesus didn't have a sense of humor?
Totally.
Plus, you ladies laugh a lot. You're welcome. So I can't imagine this just stopping once you leave your physical body. Go ahead, Brett.
Such a good question.
Let her have it.
Well, no, this is awesome. And yes, life is as much as Earth School is hard, Earth School's a riot too, right? Just hysterical. And yes, the spirit, there is, what I'd say is that spirit is playful with us. So much of humor is actually timing and things that are unexpected and a twist. You're like, oh my God, that's so great. Oh my God, that's so funny. So humor is different on the other side. They're playful with us, but and we amuse them, but it's not like we make them laugh out loud because they kind of see energetically where things are going before it actually happens. So it's
right.
So it's not like we crack them up as much as we amuse them, but they will totally crack us up because
we amuse them because like, Oh, you dumb humans.
Exactly. Silly humans.
Can you not see the signs, exactly. You silly humans, with your silly ass egos?
Well, and your fear. Fear from what? Come on. What's the worst that's going to happen? You're going to die. Oh, well, that's not such a terrible thing. You know, like that, things like that.
You'll be back, exactly. Is what you said to me.
You'll be back.
Just so everybody knows, that was what Brenda told me that I have repeated 1,000 times. So I'm like, oh my God, I'm so afraid. I go, what? Well, what if I die? I'm like, you'll be back. That's what Brenda says. I need a trademark. Brenda says.
And Brenda says, nice.
I do. SEZ.
So there is humor on the other side, but it's more like amusement. And they're hysterical to us. Like when spirits come through, we tell all kinds of stories about when spirits come through and they're just a riot. They're like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm saying this, but this is what they told me to say, you know? And so, yeah, absolutely humor exists. Because remember, it's a frequency. It's a very playful frequency. And one of our guests was our dear friend, Kate Flannery, AKA Meredith on The Office, right? And she, we've been friends for many, many years. And she's always like, look, what people really want is they want to laugh. And so she always goes for the humor and is just, she'll turn anything into something hysterical. And you just see people respond to that. And because at Earth School, we need that lightness. We need to be able to laugh at ourselves. We need the physical release of laughter and what biochemically that does to our bodies, creating those endorphins and reminding us to take ourselves lightly, right? And just giggle a little bit. So,
and why is this another thing that I just recently talked about? How is this stuff coming?
Oh, up, right?
I love the universe so much. No, it's absolutely came up because we were talking about, I don't remember what the hell it was, but the point of it was I shared with everyone the reason why comedies, movies will still need to be seen in theater is because
the connection.
When we laugh out loud, right? Our body chemistry changes, the endorphins are released, and we feel like euphoric when we're laughing.
Right.
I mean, and sometimes some of us pee, no names mentioned, but
it's not the euphoric part.
Or it can be if you have to go.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, it's just more of a relief. I need to start wearing Depends to the movie theater. So endorphins release. And, but the thing is, it's really difficult to laugh alone. Like if you are watching something by yourself, odds are, and people can do this, but odds are if something really funny comes on, you might smile. But when you're with someone else, you start to get that kind of belly laugh or a giggle or a howl or whatever it may be. And that's when the endorphins are released.
I'm cracking up because I just had this experience with my mom. There were four of us at dinner and my mom and I got giggling about something.
And for just so everybody knows, her mother is still in a human body.
Yes.
I just want to be real clear because they don't know.
They don't know.
They don't know Sandy's still with us.
And I haven't seen her in so long, so it was so great to see her. And so we're all having dinner, the four of us. And she and I got giggling about something that we, a memory that we shared. And our the other two dinner mates were just like smiling politely at us. And we were gasping for air. We could not stop laughing, you know. And all we would do is look at each other and start laughing all over again and literally gasping. It was so hysterical. It was just
right. But, and how great did you feel?
Yeah,
so
oh
gosh, of course, spirit knows this, right?
Yeah.
And they definitely like if they have it in them, because again, each spirit is different.
Right.
Like we're all different. Every spirit is different.
Yeah,
we come here with different plans, different parts of who we are, and we leave, you know, hopefully with some, you know, mission accomplished. And still, since you know, if you have a sense of humor, you go with it. Like my mom's funny.
Oh, your mom's hysterical. Yeah. She's very funny.
And she was funny here.
And very lippy.
And very lippy. Oh my God, that woman is so sarcastic.
She came in and said how much she didn't like your haircut.
I know. Can you believe that? What the fuck was that about?
And yeah, but it's things like that will make us laugh. And they know it'll make us laugh. So hopefully this answers your question. Absolutely. Humor continues on the other side. It's a high vibe. It's a loving blessing here on the earth. It's just this wonderful gift that keeps on giving. And with that.
And so let's finish that question up with something that's not funny, which is a break.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Yeah, I did.
Julie break. We'll be right back.
With how much we rely on our devices, it's easy to forget about the hardware we're born with. Take ears. Like fingerprints, your ears are totally unique. Too bad your earbuds aren't. Unless you've got Ultimate Ears Fits True Wireless Custom Fit Earbuds. Ultimate Ears Fits offer premium sound and all-day comfort. Their groundbreaking lifeform technology guarantees a perfect fit in only 60 seconds. Just put in the earbuds, connect to the app, and watch as the purple LEDs form the earbuds to your unique shape. With 8 hours of continuous playback on a single charge and up to 20 hours with the charging case, Ultimate Ears Fits are the perfect choice for listening to your favorite music and podcast all day long without pain or discomfort. For a limited time, get 15% off above the current offer of your pair of Ultimate Ears Fits True Wireless Earbuds at ue.com/fits. Just use promo code FITS at checkout. That's 15% off the current offer with promo code FITS at ue.com/fits.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our lowest prices of the season, the new Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $899, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
And welcome back after Julie's break.
You love to say that. It's like we have the battle of the breaks. All right, question number two.
Because you actually resist them, so I like to assign them.
I do. I totally. Of course you like it, because what we resist is what we bring in. So of course, this is exactly how it works, right? There's a little life lesson for you folks. What we resist, you invite in. All right, question number two.
Here we go.
I know you have touched on... I'm going to start again, because I had a weird pause. It's all good. It should be like a hyphen between touched and on for me to say it properly. Okay. I know you have touched on and spoken about gods and goddesses. I come from Hawaii ancestry, and Pele is revered as goddess of volcano / Hawaiian island creator. I believe she is real, but is she? Where do these gods, goddesses exist in the spiritual realm? Once we cross over, are they part of the other side? Can I answer the first part of it?
Yeah, you've had personal experiences.
I do, actually, with this one. So when it comes to Pele, the answer is yes. Pele is very real. In fact, I have a photograph of Pele.
A spirit photograph.
I do. I have a spirit photograph of Pele. When Suzanne and I went on, about 3 years ago, actually, it was when the Mount, I think it was Mount Kalua. Kalua was a drink. I don't think that is a mountain. But an active volcano that apparently spewed out coffee-flavored liqueur. I know, there's something very wrong with me. I understand. I get it. But that'd be cool, though. I mean, let's be honest. So anyway, there was the active volcano that was happening 3 years ago on the Big Island. Suzanne and I had a trip planned. The volcano starts erupting coffee-flavored liqueur. And we actually didn't know if we would be able to go. So we ended up going. And one of the excursions that we took on our trip to the Big Island was up to the observatory. So there's a lot of government action that goes on the islands. Mm-hmm. And one is this like a magnificent observatory. So we go on a tour, and our tour guide was a tour guide, and he was a photographer, and got to know him because we spent the whole damn day and night with him. And so he ended up giving me his website, and because he sells his photographs. And he has these magnificent photographs of stars. I mean, just the sky there is stunning. Oh, wait, I'm off subject. Okay. So he said, here's my website. Go, you know, find, you know, photographs that you want, and we can get them printed on metal, whatever. And so I got really excited. And then I came across one particular photograph, and I enlarged it, and I took a screenshot of it, and I sent it to him. I said, did you know that you have a ghost in this photo? And he texted me back. He goes, I sure do. He goes, that's Pele, isn't it? Because the photograph, and he actually sent me one as a gift.
Aww.
Well, I bought a whole shitload of stuff, but yes, it was very sweet. But he sent it to us. So it's actually here in my podcast room. So thank you for asking this question. But the photograph is actually of lava, right? Mm-hmm. Lava's moving through. In fact, I'm turning my head, folks. So I apologize if the sound is weird because I'm looking at Pele right now. And so you can see it, some of it had already cooled and it's kind of black, but you can also see the red kind of like hot, fiery Kahlua coming down. and in like the bottom of the photo, and I'll take a picture of this,
yeah,
and we'll post it.
We always say that and we never do. So you have to do this.
Yeah. Or just remind us because that's very acceptable. I never get mad when people say, just do it. Just do this, do that. I'm like, oh yeah. Okay. That's what happens when an absent-minded elf. And anyway, so there's this, you can see it is a picture of like, there's a head there. Now I'm not sure because people do talk about gods and goddesses as genders. Mm-hmm. And this is, I mean, if it's a woman, it's a bearded lady, which is totally cool. Got nothing against it. Very much.
You, yeah.
You do you. Yeah. You want to grow, if you can grow a beard and you're a chick, man, fucking grow it. That'd be cool. I can only grow goat hairs at this point in my life, but it's a really magnificent photograph. And so anyway, he believes it's Pele. I like checked in. What do you like? You're way more psychic.
Yeah. But this is really because I really wanted you to answer this question because you've had this personal experience on the island. I've never been to Hawaii. Not that, you know, you would have to be. But.
Can you tap into my photo? Mm-hmm. Okay, if you tap into the photo, does it feel here? I'm going to go get it. Oh, shit. No, I should have already taken it off the wall.
It's
I was going to break my headphones and go over to the wall. That would have been really dumb.
It's fine. Actually, remember when we had that episode where we talked about spirits that line up? I think you've got a couple there.
Oh.
Right.
Oh.
I think you've got a couple. I feel like you could.
Is Pele in there, though? Mm-hmm. I mean, just to answer the question.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It's in there. It's in there. But you've got, actually, my impression is that the protector of this specific, not just the volcano, but the land, right? There's a protector of the land that you've caught on top of it.
Oh, that's the bearded lady.
Well, I think it's a bearded spirit who's on top of the goddess, I believe is what it is. You are a nut. So I do remember that The Greatest Showman is one of your favorite movies. So we'll go bearded lady.
Yes, exactly. Like go with it, man. Exactly. Go with it. Live out loud.
We are with it.
Okay. Then she asked, where do these gods and goddesses exist in the spiritual realm?
At the highest frequency. Right. So we have
apparently at a volcano that spews coffee flavored liquid.
In my elves version of the universe, that's how that goes.
That's tasty for those that like coffee.
And I'm sure there are, what did you say, roads of pie somewhere?
Oh, no, that's what I used to talk about. Knott's Berry Farm.
Yeah, sidewalks.
That was Knott's Berry Farm. Yeah, sidewalks covered in jam.
Yeah, that's
was my fantasy of Knott's Berry Farm. Yeah, it was. And that I could wear biscuit shoes and I could sop it up and eat my shoes.
See, there you go. This is what I'm talking about, my elves world.
You're gonna submit me to facility,
to a writer's workshop because it's the creativity's off the charts. In the universe, in the energetic universe hierarchy, the gods and goddesses are at the top of frequency, right? So we have, you know, the human spirits that cross over, then those who graduate to spirit guides, and then to the spiritual masters, and then angels, and then gods and goddesses. So that's the hierarchy right there.
So when I graduate all those levels, can I be the goddess of jam? That'd be cool.
You will have to negotiate your way up that hierarchy, my dear.
I think jam is important.
I think it's absolutely one of the treasures on the planet for sure.
but they have sugar free.
So what I would say is when we invoke these gods and goddesses, these inspirational high energy frequencies, we or pay homage to them, or prayers, or rituals, or you know, make offerings to them, and you know, it enhances our connection to them, and that's how we continue to receive our blessings. It's not because you owe them all this; it's because we are connected in this way, you know, through the frequencies. So you can sing prayers, you can play music as an offering, and have that beautiful energetic connection. So hopefully.
And I'm a huge fan of the ukulele. So if you are, no, I am legit. I love ukuleles. They're
easily.
So much fun.
Yeah,
it does. It travels well. And it's just like, it's such a fun.
It's such a happy,
I think, instrument.
Happy instrument.
It's a happy, fun instrument. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like what a fun way to pay homage to Pele.
Yeah. And all the That'd gods really and goddesses.
With all the joy. Gods. Right. But Pele and a ukulele. Come on. Fantastic.
Fantastic. And with
do
that,
we need to.
We are going to take.
We're going to break. Oh wait, I want to break. I know you don't want to, but I want to. I insist that we take a break.
I honor you, my elf. Enjoy our elfin break.
This episode is brought to you by the Volvo S60 Recharge Plug-in Hybrid. It's the Scandinavian plug-in hybrid sedan designed for a change and engineered for dynamic driving. An electric motor and gas engine work in harmony for a combined 400 horsepower. And you can adapt your drive at the touch of a button. Select Pure Mode to produce zero tailpipe emissions while driving. Be in control of every mile of the journey and stand apart on any road. The Volvo S60 Recharge Plug-in Hybrid. For the road, for the planet. Learn more at volvocars.com/US.
This episode is brought to you by PayPal and CVS. No matter what you need, a thermometer, lotion, toothpaste, electric blue hair dye, you can earn a little money back at CVS. Get $10 back in your PayPal or Venmo wallet on your first transaction of $20 or more when you pay in-store with the PayPal or Venmo app. Now, what you buy with that is up to you. Maybe some hair loss treatment or tanning oil? Offer can be modified or terminated at any time. See terms at paypal.com/CVS.
Welcome back from that elfin break. I'm sure you giggled all the way through it.
All right. And are you ready?
Our last question.
All right. And this is, this one, so good. Number 3, angel question. I can't even type this question without tearing up. I love when that happens, especially if I read it on an airplane. I'm really going to cry.
Exactly. That's your jam.
It is my jam. I've been crying a lot lately, though, I have to tell you. It's good. It's fine.
Well, we have all these planets in Pisces right now. And so that helps us connect deeply with the deep emotions that need to be released after all the stress we've been through in the last 18 months.
Of course you had an answer for why I've been crying a lot. Moon goddess.
Sorry, sidetrack. Go ahead.
Okay. I can't even type this question without tearing up. I had this experience one night years ago of waking from my sleep, just having experienced what I can only say was like I attended an angel concert. Fantastic. The sounds were like nothing I can describe on earth in terms of the vibes or energy that I heard. Mm-hmm. P.S. Thank you for using the word vibes.
I can't believe you didn't read vibes.com.
Vibes.store. You should know our address. Just like I mess up your last name all the time. I woke up with tears streaming. Mm. It was like a chant or him, and what was being repeated over and over again was, God is great, God is good. As a human, I want to say that was a vivid dream, but it couldn't have been. It has left an imprint on my soul. What do you think this was, and how can I do this again and remember it? We have a very, very greedy listener. That's how I would describe that last sentence. So awesome. It was fantastic.
So first of all, what I really want you to remember is that you have such an extraordinary gift. And just the fact that you have a conscious memory of this is unbelievable because when it's such a high frequency like that, it actually is a little challenging sometimes to bring it down into the earth frequency, which is much lower frequency. And so the fact that you were able to hold on to this is such a gift. Please don't lose that just because you didn't get, you know, your wrist stamped for re-entry into the concert. So,
like, well done. Very cultural for you to know that.
I know. I did good, right?
Good move.
I'm always trying to make my elf proud of me.
I am so proud of you.
So first of all, let's go with that and just celebrate that because that's an amazing gift. And then the second is, obviously, these are sounds and frequencies that you couldn't have created because it's not an earthly realm. So you couldn't have just made that up in a dream. It was a gift given to you. It was astral travel in this way that you had this. And there must have been a reason for it. During this time, there may have been some, maybe you were questioning your faith or maybe you were going through a challenging time. And they said, we need to like download this healing for her, and, you know, to reconnect and reaffirm her own faith in herself and in the beauty and the healing and the love that Earth School can embody. And so there was a reason for this gift to be given to you. And so claim that as, and just really receive it without doubt and know that it was real and that it reverberates within your cells at this time. It's not something that is one and done. Like anytime you close your eyes and let them tear up, that's the affirmation in your nervous system that reclaims that healing, reactivates the memory in such a beautiful way. And really, when I read this, I just thought, it reminded me of a phrase my Sufi teacher, you know, teaches, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, which is the Aramaic for God is great, God is good. And this is, so I offer that in case that's a way for you to help reclaim this, just to have, because you can't recreate the angelic choir, but you can claim it in the Aramaic.
Alhamdulillah. Will you say it again slow?
I'm just trying to see if I can break it down. Hum.
Hum.
Dili.
Dilly.
La.
La.
Which is,
thank you.
Alhamdulillah.
I was asking for a friend.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So, and I would love in this conversation to offer, if you don't mind,
yes,
that sometimes we get these experiences, these messages at times when we're not, our minds aren't so busy. Right. Like, which is an invitation for people to meditate. Oh my God, I sound like you. The next thing I'm gonna do is start talking about yoga.
That would make me so happy.
But yeah, I say this because, and I don't know if you remember this, but after our dear friend Mona jumped from her car accident, and I believe I called you pretty much like maybe that this the night this happened, but I remember I know I called you. I probably think it was that night. I was driving home. A friend of hers had actually cut my hair. Maybe that's the haircut my mom didn't like. I don't know. but I was driving home and it was pretty late. And I remember that I was driving, this is LA on the 405. I was driving over the San Fernando Mountains, I guess what they're called. I was going down and I could see this like ball of energy that I was driving, right? It's about to the right of me. And then I felt it inside my body and it, I was crying so hard because it was this love,
right.
A love that doesn't feel human love. Mm-hmm. Like it was just so deep and so pure and so intense. And I had to pull over because I couldn't see. I was sobbing so hard. And I remember you telling me, well, that was Mona, honey, because that was the time when your brain wasn't so busy that she just had to sneak in and get to you.
Yeah.
And that was her, like her hug, so to speak.
Yep. I remember that.
So know when our minds were like, they're so active and they're so busy, they can't get through to us. They meaning any spirit, like whether it be a guide, a loved one, an ancestor, a god or goddess, a saint, you know, whatever it may be. And if we're too busy, they just can't get in. It's like we have walls up.
But when we're doing those mundane tasks, if you don't have a meditation practice, which I'm not sure you did at that time.
Not.
Yeah. So when we're doing the mundane tasks that don't take a lot of focus, whether it's laundry, it's washing dishes, it's in the shower, it's driving. Like these are the times where spirits will come in and, you know, tweak you in a way that says, oh yeah, I need to call that person. You know, these little whispers can come to the forefront.
Remember? Yeah. I used to get all that shit in the car.
Yeah.
Because I was also in the car so much, yes, in Hawaii, that it kind of felt like it was half my day.
Yeah.
But I used to get so many hits in the car. Like, in fact, amazing, magical things happened in the car, because that's when my mind was a little more settled.
Right.
Right. It was, I was more open. Well, and so
you couldn't,
I think,
do
in
anything.
This case,
so you just,
I couldn't do anything else.
Yeah. You're
right.
Just driving, hanging out. Yeah. All that guidance comes in.
Yeah. It was amazing things actually happened in the car, but I think it is. And also during sleep, I've had a lot of things happen as well, as many other people have. And so I think that the kind of the message to this magnificent listener is trust, right? Trust that it's, you're not making stuff up in your head, and know that those are, that's your moment when you're available. And so if you want to make yourself available when you're awake, that is your invitation to have a meditation practice of Jesus Christ. I sound just like you. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I'm going to go drink a cup of warm tea now. I mean, that's...
That makes me so happy.
I lied. I'm not going to drink warm tea.
No,
but I will have the invitation to meditate. The thought of me actually drinking a warm beverage makes you... Because tell everybody why, just so they know. Yeah. Why are you trying to get me to drink warm
beverages? I'm not trying to get you to do anything. I just...
Yes, you are.
It just makes me so happy that it's just a matter of time.
Oh, crap. But tell them why. Tell them why you want me to do it.
Well, first of all, when you consume... you know, specifically liquids at either room temperature or warm, it's very user-friendly to your digestive system, because cold water puts out the fire of the digestion, right? This is just Ayurveda at its best, because the digestion is the fire of your body. So,
and I like ice. So this is why every beverage I have is very cold. And so this is why. And I keep trying to say, because I am fire.
Yes.
I must extinguish it in some way, shape, or form. I think that's why I'm such an ice person. Possibly doesn't help my digestion.
Here nor there. What I just want to remind our dear listener is that please know that the gift of your dream of your astral travel to the angelic realms resonates within your cells. You don't ever have to return to reignite it. It's already there. Just fill your heart with gratitude and remember to remember until you forget to forget.
Holy crap. Did you just say that? That's incredible.
That's a Sufi.
Did you make that shit up, or who'd you steal it from?
That's a Sufi saying.
Oh, so good.
That's what we practice, to remember.
And I like those little wordplay thing. You know, that just really plays to your elf.
That's one of your favorites.
It's so good. So this was amazing, Brenda. I love when we do the Q&A.
I know.
Because you get to actually have good answers, and I get to like fill it in with horseshit. And it, like, nothing makes me happier than just telling like little tidbit stories while you are actually doing the heavy lifting.
Not at all. This is all a big play. Thank you so much for listening, everybody.
And thank you, everybody.
And remember, our school is hard.
Without witchy poo. And the other side.
Love you, my elf.
I love you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.